Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
JV program. It's Thursday, May the 6th. May the 6th be with you. Doesn't have quite the same force as May the 4th be with you, right?
Revenge of the 6th.
6th. Oh, good. Very good. Thank you, Jay. Jay
Kirshner
is here. Yeah. No, don't tell. But don't. It sounds like you're really with it when you give credit or take credit. Don't give it to somebody else. You came up with it, as far as I'm concerned.
I can't, because I'm not a Star Wars fan. If I was, maybe I would steal that credit, but I just, it doesn't feel right.
All right. Well, okay. Honesty's the best policy. Jay Kirshner here to be honest with us, as is Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen, trying to remember back to when Margaret Spellings was the Secretary of Education. It happens to be under the George Bush administration, the second of his two tours of duty. She's talking about free community college, which is something that's being touted now by everybody that wants to give away all of your money. And she says a bad thing. And it's interesting the way she looks at it, ladies, the value and the price, she says, of post-secondary education, giving you the credentials that you need many times. Now, it used to be that you had a high school when you had a high school diploma. And even during my early years, I guess, fact that nobody in my family had gone to college until my sister went to community college, and then she went to become a stewardess, a.k.a. a flight attendant, when she was at the end of the second year. I'm the first one to have gone to college and graduated. My sister did after me. I got some post, what do they call it when you go beyond your bachelor's degree?
Postgraduate?
Postgraduate. Thank you. That
very good.
Sense.
Jay for the win.
Jay for the win. Twice. Right there. And I think about the things that we have in our country that we've earned and we work for and the respect that comes. It just seems to me that people who don't have to pay for stuff don't really respect it. I think that happens you see the example of that in some of the federal housing that's built and destroyed within years after it had been, because people don't have a respect for it. And maybe it's for people, too, respect for, at some point in time. Is it just time that gives you respect, or is it the work that you do? I guess there's a lot of disconnect when it comes to using the term respect.
But don't you think, though, that there's a happy medium in there? My husband went to community college to a broadcasting program that's very well known in New York, but it's still community college, and he was working for FedEx at the time. That was where he had his part-time job, and he got really good grades, and FedEx reimbursed him for all of his college work.
Okay.
So I think that there's a happy medium where... Well, I think that you can work towards being reimbursed, and it's technically still free, but he worked really hard and did really well. And I think a lot of companies, whether it's like the GI Bill or there are a lot of incentives, and I think that they work and that they've been proven to work for many years.
I'm not disputing that. I think you heard my whole message.
Yeah, incentives are different than...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that, but technically, at the end of the day, it was free, but he had to work towards it. So I think that there is a happy medium.
Though. Yeah, I mean, it was part of his job,
it.
I think.
And it was good for FedEx that he had a degree. It isn't good for me as a taxpayer.
Well, he never
for
left
somebody to go
FedEx,
to school.
But, I mean, he never worked for FedEx after that. But still, there are companies that will do that if you have a certain GPA.
Yeah, but that flies in the face of what I'm suggesting. As taxpayers, it doesn't benefit me at all for your husband to get a secondary education or anybody else. It doesn't, I guess you could make the argument.
Well, it benefits
it really
society
doesn't.
As a whole, it does. If you get someone trained, right now there are so many.
With all of the things that
okay,
are good
but
for
listen,
society.
Right now, you love to talk about STEM and STEAM jobs. Right now there is such a lack of workers who are trained in STEM in America, that if we actually had an incentive program from the government or whatever, whoever, SpaceX can sponsor it. But yeah, if there was an incentivized program where kids can go right from high school or even start in high school, vocational training into STEM programs,
fabulous.
That's how
I'm
you would get
you
the United States way ahead and caught up with the rest of the world.
I saw yesterday, I was in Western Massachusetts.
And I, personally, I don't mind if my tax dollars go to that, because that benefits the entire society.
I get it. But then we get to the point of how do we understand what benefits society? And as I was starting to say, I was out in the western part of the state yesterday picking up some cows to bring back to the farm. And I'm driving through this rural area that is almost into Vermont. And there are signs everywhere for people to come to work. And there was an op-ed piece, and I forget where it was yesterday, about the whole scenario that we have found ourselves in, where people are not going back to work because they get more money staying at home doing nothing. And it's a sickness. It really is. The fact that there isn't more focus on something like that, how it is that I can be expected and you can be expected to pay people to do nothing when there are all kinds of jobs that are available, and then people say, well, we don't have enough Americans, we better bring in some more people into the country so that we can do those jobs. And then it just perpetuates itself. It goes on and on and on and on and on until there's no end to it. Excuse me, Jennifer, what did you start to say?
Yeah, no, I think there's a little bit of difference, because I think with education, there has to be value to it for it to be appreciated and for it to be meaningful. And I think there's an example of it in California where we're pretty close to education already is a great example of socialism, but in California, community colleges are very cheap. And so a lot of people kind of go in there and there's no value to it. And some people don't finish. I think when people have their money or their work invested into school, they take it more seriously. They get more out of it and they become better members, I think, of society. And to your point, Doug, what we're seeing, and I think it's the worst thing that's come out of the past year. Well, at least in my mind, I think for some people, they think it's the best thing, but is that people now have, in 1 year's time, given up so much to become reliant on the government. You have a lot of people who are just in, for all intents and purposes, marrying the government, right? The government is there to take care of them. They are happy living in the middle. They don't think that they need to do better or worse. They're just happy taking what they can get and not really contributing. And I think that is so dangerous. And that's the road that we're going down, because we're incentivizing people to stay home. And this is not happening by mistake. It's happening because the government at this point wants to be bigger and more powerful and have more people rely on them, because they want to continue to grow and become this support for everyone that lives in the country.
Sir, you were talking about Jeff Bezos. This was interesting. He has spent 6 years developing this space tourism rocket, which you probably saw in the evening news last night on the platform. It's called New Shepard. They've set a date for the first commercial passenger mission, which will be on the 20th of July. They've announced, the company is called Blue Origin, announcing that one of the first passengers is going to be the winner of an online auction. So I guess I'm just sort of putting two and two together here for you and for me thinking this through. As you suggested, I think, Victoria, about guys like Bezos got so much money, let him help a lot of people if he wanted to. I suppose this is his way of helping somebody have a nice ride, but it's all for PR purposes. There's always, with guys like this, there's always something in it for them, which I guess is okay if you help. Yeah, it'd be helping a lot of people.
Well, I think SpaceX did this first, right? And one of the people who was a former patient at St. Jude's, who's now a doctor there, got a ticket. And Branson does a lot of this stuff, too. Yeah. So Jeff Bezos is like, hey, I like charity, too. So, you know, he's trying to get in on this, too, I guess.
I think of the three that we're talking about, he's the least charitable of all of them.
I don't know the facts on that, but the optics appear to look that way.
Yeah, right. So anyway, but there's, you know, are there other partnerships, or people say, well, yeah, these guys have a lot of money that we can tax them and then use their taxes that way for helping people to go to school. And I'm not sure that formula works, frankly. I don't know what the answer is, but I know I don't like the thinking or the idea from my personal perspective of people getting something. And as we are basically, I think, all agreed, there's no value to it because they didn't have to pay for it. And any, you know, there are ways of paying for it. There's there's money that you could earn to pay for your school, or there are things that you can do. I know a lot of the youngsters when I was in college who didn't pay, but they worked. They had jobs on campus. They worked as janitors. They worked as cooks. They worked in various departments creating things. If they were, let's say, majoring in religion, which we had a lot of those in Heidelberg, they went to work as a volunteer at churches to help people who couldn't help themselves, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think that shows something of an initiative where you feel like it's really important to you to somehow contribute. And I think we're losing that. I think we've lost it, frankly, in a lot of different perspectives. So anyway, that's kind of the read on it. I thought it was an interesting way for Jennifer, what was your college experience? I forget. I know some of it, but I don't remember too much.
I put myself through it. I started out, I got accepted into a couple of different colleges, and I decided at the last minute I wanted to stay and work, and one of them was Penn State, and I can't imagine if I would have, my life would have been on a completely different trajectory. But I stayed local. I went to Cal State Northridge and kept working all the way through, and about a year in, I thought, this isn't for me. So I quit. And I worked, and I loved working. And then I went back to junior college and finished up my general ed. And then I went back to Cal State Northridge all the while doing marketing and public relations and flying and doing a job. I mean, it took me a long time, but I paid for myself, and I was able to – I really appreciated it when I went back. I mean, that year that – the couple of years that I took off to work, it's the best – it was the best thing I ever did.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Victoria? How do you feel with regard to whatever post – public school education you had? I don't remember that much about what you've said before.
My elementary school was public, and then I was in private for the rest of my education. But, I think a lot of it was a waste, to be honest.
In what way was it a waste?
Well, I mean, I was an English and art history major, and I'm on the radio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I love art history, and if I wasn't in radio, I would be working in a museum, so I guess it would have tracked, but, I don't know. I used to be kind of very myopic when it came to liberal arts educations, and I've really changed my tune on that, and I think that, you know, learning trades, my younger cousins who are just in high school right now, my one cousin decided that, you know, a four-year liberal arts wasn't really going to... His parents basically were like, look, you know, this is probably not going to be the right path for you. So why don't you learn a trade and do college prep courses at the same time, and then you can decide when, you know, college comes around. And when he graduated from high school, he had done so well in the HVAC program that's what he does now, and he makes a lot more money than I do. So and he's
putting
20.
Way more emphasis on trade schools. I think if people poo-poo them because everybody wants a four-year degree,
because everyone used
so
to.
Stupid.
Yeah, I think there's a change in attitude now.
All right, when we get into our J time here, trending stuff, I don't get a little info out of her. Right now it's time, it's paused time. Hit the pause button, 19 after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
23 after the hour now here on the DJB program, and as promised, Jay Kirshner is here at every point, at this point in every hour. I put my misplaced modifiers in the correct position there. So I want to start in a moment with Jay's educational background, and then we'll play it into some other things that are going on in the trending boxes. Perhaps your little box in front of you with that screen. What is that thing? Wow, what an amazing device. Right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so Jay, just out of curiosity to end the thread of conversation here, conversation about the educational background of all of us, what did you do? In order to prepare yourself for this fabulous career in broadcasting. Education was at all.
Yeah. Actually. I was going to say, I'm a second generation broadcaster, so take your daughter to work day was more like put your daughter to work day.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my too.
Yeah, exactly.
High school, I did 1 year at community college, and then I went to Colorado and did a year at a junior college because I had high aspirations of being a snowboard instructor, and Alaska was just too far away. And after that, I went to film school in California.
Really? That's cool. That's a good, look at the diversity there. And you ended up on the radio. You couldn't get that far away from your father and your mother.
And film school is really hard to get into. I have friends who went to NYU film, and it took them, like, sometimes several years to get in. So,
congratulations.
And then only end up back on the radio, right?
Right. Yesterday, Victoria, I think Victoria and I touched on this a little yesterday, the improvements at Twitter. And so maybe this is something that's gotten a lot of attention. Is Twitter the most popular of all the social media at the moment?
I think Facebook. I mean, when you look at the reports, Facebook still kind of reigns supreme, but it's also varied by users. Facebook is kind of an older demographic anymore. A lot of people use it to keep up with family members. Mm-hmm. Instagram, I mean, it's all for photos and videos. And Twitter is just very opinionated, snarky, even.
Without being, it's just people get a chance to be nasty. And don't have to take, that's what I get out of it anyway. So what have the improvements done? Well, there are a number of them. People are touting what it's done. What are the people saying about what's good that comes out of Twitter?
The latest big one that just happened is they improved their image crop. So if you've ever posted an image to Twitter, and if you click on the image, once you see it in your timeline, it will expand to the full image. But as you scroll through the timeline, sometimes it's an awkward crop. Like you're trying to post a photo of yourself and somebody.
Is it like the picture of Biden, the Bidens? And the Carters?
No, not the optical illusion. It's just like a weird crop. But now,
it'd be like half your head would be cut off.
Oh. Yes.
If it's a picture of you and a cow, like you and the cow would not have heads.
It'd be like
you clicked on it, and then the whole picture would expand, and then you would see that you and the cow have heads.
Got
so
it.
Now you scroll through the timeline, and you see the full photo. And there's vertical photos. Everyone's happy, but there are many users that are still kind of like, hey, we still want that edit button.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it. Well, look at all the stuff, the focus that has been on Facebook, which we will talk about again when Victoria and I do the tech stuff in about a half hour from now. Stick around for that. 28 past the hour, speaking of time.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday threw out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions, but agreed to put a temporary hold on her ruling as the government pushes an appeal. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said that although there was no doubt Congress intended to empower CDC to combat COVID-19, a moratorium on residential evictions was not among them. The husband of missing Colorado mom Suzanne Morphew has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with her disappearance and presumed death just shy of 1 year ago. Barry Morphew was arrested on Wednesday with first-degree murder, tampering with physical evidence, and attempting to influence a public servant charges. South Carolina is putting into motion bringing back firing squads to its list of execution methods. The State House voted 66 to 43 Wednesday on legislation that would allow death row inmates to choose between being shot or electrocuted if lethal injection drugs are not available. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Florida has been one of the top states in the nation with its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is giving first responders a $1,000 bonus. Governor DeSantis on Wednesday.
How police were treated last year in many parts of the country was a total disgrace. And they had to put the uniform on. Yes, they knew that the state of Florida had their back, and I think we did much better in Florida. But if you look at what a lot of these police officers are dealing with now, it's terrible. So I thought it was important to recognize the service, to recognize the sacrifice, and I asked the legislature in this legislative session, we need to do bonuses for law enforcement. Some wanted to fund... Some wanted to fund the police. We're funding the police and then some, and that's what we're here today to say. And so thanks to the great work of our legislators who are here with us, as well as the Speaker of the House, Chris Sprouls, the Senate President, Wilton Simpson, we asked and they delivered.
The bill should be on the governor's desk in the next few days. With the chance the National Football League quarterback Aaron Rodgers could be leaving the Green Bay Packers, Mr. Brew's Tap House in Green Bay says it will provide Rodgers and his fiance with free food and beer for life if Rodgers finishes his career as a Packer. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Four at the hour. Thursday, May the 6th, 2021 is upon us. We have an open house going on here, as we usually do on the DJV program, with the open thoughts and mind of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Facebook decision has a lot of people. Well, the whole business of Facebook, Zuckerberg is a controversial figure, to be sure. Many people don't like him because he's rich. Many people don't like him because he's arrogant. Many people don't like him because he's smart. A lot of people don't like him for a lot of reasons. And a lot of people have good cause to like him because he created a lot of wealth. He created a lot of jobs. He's helped a lot of people. And likewise, maybe there are those who think he's hurt a lot of people. I'm not a fan of his. I use Facebook. I have for quite a long time. I don't know that it's, I try to use it to present myself and my ideas on my own personal page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, with stories about the farm, my life, my family, that sort of thing. I don't get involved in politics. I don't get involved in taking shots at people. I just don't think that's what I'm about, and I don't think that it's what I want my presence to be about in these things. Now, that's me. As far as Facebook is concerned, and now there's this thing we talked about yesterday, Victoria, group of people, supposedly the board of advisors or whatever they're called, oversight board. That are trying to deal with things that are quite controversial. And I'm not sure. For me, it looks like the oversight board is just an arm of Zuckerberg. Am I right or wrong? Who's on the oversight board, and what are they doing?
These are speech experts who have been appointed by Facebook. They don't have any actual power to change rules or laws or anything within the company. They can't regulate the company. But they are supposed to be there as, you know, to help guide the company on major decisions. Some people say that the oversight board might have influence on Facebook executives, including maybe Mark Zuckerberg. But in their statement yesterday, in their ruling, which kind of turned out to not be a ruling, in their statement, the board members criticized Facebook for levying an indefinite suspension on Donald Trump, which is what this whole case really is about. They said that they basically punted it back to Facebook, which basically means it goes back to Mark Zuckerberg. He now has 6 months, the company has 6 months, to decide between a permanent ban on Trump and a time-limited one. They said essentially that in applying, this is their quote, in applying a vague standardless penalty and then referring this case to the board to resolve, Facebook seeks to avoid its responsibilities. That's exactly what, you know, you and I and Michael Harrison said yesterday on the show, was that this just really feels like Zuckerberg doesn't want to have his fingerprint on whatever decision they make.
He's a chicken.
If you say Trump's banned for life, well, you know, you may lose half your users,
yes, right,
because, you know, they're not gonna want to support a platform that doesn't support what they
their
believe
ideas
in.
And ideals and
How
the
about,
people
and the other life. Half of that. And the other half of that is people who say he incited violence, which was actually technically why Facebook took him down. It wasn't about untruths about the election
Waters
or whatever
still up there.
That's
well,
a good
then,
question.
And then you can make you can make those
great
arguments
question
too. So
why is the Ayatollah still up there? I mean, come on, that's the problem that they're
very
in.
Very good
is
question.
That, well, it's that they, you know, ironically, it's social media that's killing free speech, right? You either have to have the same rules for everyone or you don't. But Facebook is a private company, at least for now. But as I've been saying and beating the drum forever, it's operating as a utility. So what if your cell phone provider, if you have Verizon or T-Mobile, said, I'm going to stop delivering phone calls to Trump supporters or to Biden supporters or to whatever, and made that rule? Do you think people would be sitting by going, well, let's decide what the Facebook board says? No. They'd be taking legal action against those cellular phone companies for discrimination. But because this company, Facebook and Big Tech, is operating in this gray area, that's not happening, even
well,
though
the board
people use it to communicate.
Yeah, the board also pointed out that Facebook needs to do more to distinguish between posts by ordinary people with small followings and posts by political leaders who have a wider influence. So that's another, essentially what they said is the context really matters here when you're assessing what the probability of influence and imminence of harm is. This is all their wording here, I'm paraphrasing. So there are a lot of things that Facebook has to do in order to represent and repackage this case. It may go, it's going to go back to the board for a decision in 6 months, but Facebook's got a lot that they have to work out. Everything that Jen just mentioned, everything that I just mentioned, all of that stuff is just, it's just one big pile of, you know, of weeds, and they have a lot to figure out before they can go back in 6 months.
I mean, there's no, it's just, I don't know. I don't think that this is, I know many people believe, including Michael Harrison and others, this is going to be the top story of the week. This is such a joke. I never.
But this sets a precedent for every social media platform, though. It's not a joke. Yes, it really
does.
It
because
it really does.
I don't have any faith that this is being done with fairness. This is all theater. The whole idea of a board and all of this nonsense.
I think
they're
it is
in
too.
The bag. They're in the bag for the Democrats. They're in the bag for the left in the country. They're trying
but
to
Facebook
stop
left
political
up
thought.
So many posts that were just lies about the election. Trump
yeah,
posts,
the other
supporting
side,
posts. That,
Victoria,
a lot of people.
Yeah,
yeah, but I'm just it's saying.
Okay.
Let's play devil's advocate. A lot of people. If you're going to point to,
advocate.
You're going to point to one platform that has definitely given a lot more favor to Trump, it's Facebook. So if Twitter has not been kind to Trump. Twitter takes him down immediately. Facebook has not. And there
but
are many, many
why?
Documented cases
it,
of that.
It's all politics. And the thing is I guess I would believe that more, but I have friends, again, in political, who are political activists in California who have had their accounts shut down. One perfect example from just this week, the chairwoman of the GOP in California, Jessica Patterson, was taken off of Facebook, shut down, taken off of Twitter, shut down. Why? Why was she taken down? Because she was talking about the recall of Gavin Newsom because she has GOP in her title? I mean, what's the reason? So this is happening to smaller figures. I think it's pathetic. It's like a pathetic attempt by social media led by Facebook now to pretend that they're not totally in the bag for one political messaging. And the reason that this should scare people is that one of the greatest gifts about waking up in this country every single day is that you used to be able to wake up and say what you wanted to say and what was on your mind and in your heart, and everybody was able to say it, and that is gone. Those days are gone. And so,
well, if you can say that in your real life, if you can't say it on a private
not
platform,
really, because what happens when someone says something unpopular? You get canceled.
I can't say what I want to say right now.
Look at the perfect example of Doug. I mean, he gets canceled things he says.
I can't say anymore what I'm thinking. Nah, nobody can. Well, you can if you're in a private circle and you're talking to yourself and you're in front of a mirror, maybe, when there's nobody listening. Other than that,
if
you are
that
in a social
moment.
Circumstance, yeah. There's social circumstances.
Well, this just proves how big the story is, though, and how big this case is, because it has changed everything about our lives. So to say that this is not really a big deal, that's why I disagree, because what you guys are talking about is pre-social media. Both of you are talking about a time where you can say, and in mixed company or not, social media has
changed
everything.
The world.
Yes,
okay.
It has changed
so
the entire
changed the
landscape.
And who the hell is he to change the world the way that it has been changed? He's one person who had an idea.
But everyone follows. Everyone liked the idea.
Everybody liked the idea, so now we don't like the idea. And does he continue to have the influence that he has had over the previous, 10 years, 20 years?
Well, when he's created a machine that's that big, it's hard to slow it down.
I'm not doubting it. Look, I'm not doubting the ginormity, to use that word, of social media or whatever, but the reason that this decision means nothing to me is because I knew what they were going to say before they said it. Mm. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's no surprise here, because
Zuckerberg
has
become a politician.
We're viewing this differently. I think maybe Victoria's viewing this as they're actually capable of being fair and making fair decisions.
That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is the implications of this decision, the reason that the board kicked it back to Zuckerberg, is because everyone involved knows whatever this decision is changes the entire landscape of social media for every other platform.
All right, so let me give you an example.
It sets a precedent that's what I'm saying. I don't really care, honestly. I don't even use Facebook because I hate it. And I hate Zuckerberg, and I think all of it is just a big mess. Well, I don't care. That's
energy.
Fine. That's my opinion. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like,
that's
I don't really care. I don't have
people
a horse in this
care.
Race with Facebook.
I'm saying the
implications are huge.
Yeah. Okay. So here's another example of how this social media stuff works. And Jay, who's in charge of it here, is the last one to be heard. But I'm thinking about Liz Cheney. And the washing, the browbeating, the beaten up that she's taking at the hands of people who like Trump. And using social media, they're trying to discredit her and may cost her her job. It depends, I guess, on how the people who elected her in the first place feel about all of browbeating, yeah, thank you, that she's taking. And I think that where we are here is, she says, and I agree, the Republican Party is at a turning point. It's been there for a long time. Doesn't speak to people like me, even though most of the people who are Republicans, the majority of them are older than people who the average Democrat is younger than the average Republican. I'm not saying there aren't young Republicans, and I'm not saying there aren't old Democrats, but the age thing is a factor here as much as anything else.
Yep.
And I'm becoming very sensitive to that at my age, frankly, with things that are going on with me and my business life, my personal life. And I resent what's going on. And if I were Liz Cheney, I'd resent it too. Maybe it's just a part of politics today, but it sucks. It really does. To look at
honestly,
the situation and see that you can't be someone who speaks out without being totally demolished. I mean, it's okay to have different points of view. I think a lot of people think that's healthy.
I mean, in my personal circle, my parents' friends, my parents are, you know, have typically been the only Democrats in their circle of friends. And all of their Republican friends can't stand Trump and feel like the party, they don't even know if they belong.
That's because they're in New Jersey.
They would never.
That's what I mean.
This is not just New Jersey. This is just across the country.
I feel like that.
Well, they feel like they're never going to vote for a Democrat, so they're always going to vote. They voted for Trump, but they don't like him. They don't feel like the party is representing them anymore.
But see, I don't think, and we have to make this, and this is kind of what I was trying to say yesterday, I don't think first of all, I don't think this is necessarily about age or the old style or the new style or whatever. I hear what you're saying, and obviously there's probably reasons in your life for why you're thinking that right now, but... what this is about is that most of Republican voters, I'm saying the bulk, not all of them, like the America First agenda. Forget Trump. Forget about the personality. If people love or hate him, whatever. It's not even of interest to argue about anymore because we've done it. But the America First agenda is what is going to be set for the candidates moving into 2022. The problem with Liz Cheney is not necessarily that she spoke out against Trump. The problem is that she has spoken out against that America First agenda. And is she the right person moving into an election year to chair the conference, which is what her position is? She's not being kicked out of Congress. She's going to have to deal with her own primary challenge when she goes back home to Wyoming. But you have to get your leadership set because this is not an inconsequential year for Republicans. Republicans are set to retake the House. Nancy Pelosi can only afford to lose, all she has to do is lose 3 or 4 seats, and the Republicans have control of the House of Representatives. That's the margin.
When's somebody going to run against her?
But California votes on brands. We vote for terrible people who do terrible things and are never held accountable. Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Ted Lieu, Nancy Pelosi, but they get reelected because they have a brand name. But I hope I can make you feel it's not necessarily about age. It's about the message that the party is moving into the election year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, those are certainly talking points. No question about that. 47 after the hour here on the DJV program. The folks who are enjoying life by eating what they like, God love you. I love pasta. And if I don't get gluten-free pasta, I'm done. And same thing for bread. I like to have a sandwich. Shrewsbury's. I like Shrewsbury's. The bread that's used, the cheese, tomatoes, peanut butter and jelly, all that stuff. But I can't enjoy it without thinking first about what I'm going to have for the bread in the sandwich. That's why I'm so happy to have found Ebon's Bakehouse, where you don't have to worry about any of that. All you have to think about is how great it tastes, how good it is for you. It doesn't have anything in it that will hurt you, frankly. The digestive disorders that are around these days are plenty, and you don't have any of them because there's no preservative in anything that comes from Ebon's Bakehouse. The breads, the buns, the rolls, the cookies, yum! Enjoy them with your family. Ebon's Bakehouse is the website. Go there, Ebon, E-B-A-N-S, bakehouse.com. When you decide you want to buy some of the cookies or the breads, check them out. They're guaranteed 100% of your money back. And if you use the DJV code, you'll get 15% off whatever the cost is of your order. Try it once, and you'll keep going back to ebonsbakehouse.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour now. There are a number of things that we use every day that sort of are wrapped up in our own technology and our connection to technology. It's different for all of us, to be sure. Those of you who have a Peloton, you enjoy perhaps the technological aspects of that and the other physical aspects of it. Let's get an update on what's going on there right after this.
Hearing loss is the third most common chronic condition among older Americans, yet some people are delaying care partly due to the pandemic. Diane Nenz from United Healthcare Hearing recommends virtual care options for testing and treatment.
Hearing health is connected to overall health, so improving access to hearing aids may lower the risk of depression and dementia, reduce the frequency of falls, and improve overall quality of life.
What advances are making it easier to access treatment?
Our new virtual care option called Right to You builds on our home-delivered hearing healthcare model and is designed to reduce the need for in-person appointments for hearing aid adjustments and support. Through Right to You, people with a mild to moderate hearing loss can save up to 60% on custom programmed hearing aids. United Healthcare members can potentially save even more.
For more about Right to You, plus an online hearing test, go to UHCHearing.com. That's UHCHearing.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, so what is the update, Victoria, when it comes to Peloton?
Well, Peloton, as we remember, a month ago, there was a big recall effort by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Peloton took kind of an unusual stance, and they really stood up for themselves and balked at it and said, absolutely not, we're not going to recall anything. Well, yesterday they changed their tune. Now they admitted that they were wrong to fight that Consumer Product Safety Commission request, and 125,000 treadmills are now included in the Peloton recall. There, as we know, one child was killed, 70 others were injured tied to these treadmills. Peloton's CEO, John Foley, said, I want to be clear, Peloton made a mistake in our initial response to this request. We should have engaged more productively with them from the outset, and for that, I apologize. He didn't seem to apologize for the kid who died, but, you know, that's probably going to be a lawsuit. So the recall efforts, this covers the Tread Plus, which is a $4,300 treadmill. And they also have a cheaper version that was not available yet in the United States, but that will be recalled from other countries. Both of them have now been taken from the website, and this was 2 weeks in between when they were going back and forth with this after this urgent warning had been issued for users of the machine. At the time, the Consumer Product Safety Commission said that it was aware that 39 incidents had happened involving multiple reports of children becoming trapped, pinned, and pulled under the treadmill. There were also issues with pets and other objects. And then yesterday, the final thing that I think convinced Peloton to go ahead with this recall, they issued a video showing a small child playing near the powered on treadmill. The treadmill lifts up off the ground and literally sucks the child under it. And so I don't know who filmed this video without yanking their kid from danger, but that's essentially what the final, I think, death knell was. And so the agency released other details, including, you know, pets and other adult users being injured. So all of this is going to be recalled. I would suspect, because of the nature of the design of the treadmill, they're going to have to redesign the entire treadmill. Mm-hmm. Other treadmills do not, like, have the ability to suck you under.
You know somebody who has one of these?
I know a lot of people who have these treadmills, yeah. It's not great. They haven't even really given a lot of guidance. Like, if you have one of these treadmills in your house, are they going to come take it from you? We don't know yet, and that will probably be ironed out in the coming weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's that. And then there's SpaceX.
SpaceX has got some more good news. SpaceX just keeps, like, right? It feels like three times a week we've got great news coming from Elon Musk and SpaceX. Here's the newest bit. They have received more than 500,000 orders for their satellite internet service. That's called Starlink, and it's a capital-intensive project to build an interconnected internet network with thousands of satellites to deliver high-speed internet to consumers who are anywhere on the planet, most especially in rural areas. This was something that Elon Musk, from the beginning, had said, okay, we are not servicing people in rural areas well at all, so we're going to give them satellite internet. It's $99 a month, but also you have to pay $500 for the Starlink kit. So that gets you the Wi-Fi router, the user terminal, things like that. And so they've been accepting the $99 pre-orders starting in early February, and now they say they've got 500,000 customers lined up, which is pretty interesting. And, again, you can take this on a boat. You can have it wherever. It's like satellite radio. And it's going to be for your internet connection, which I think is pretty brilliant. Now, a long time ago, Mark Zuckerberg had said he wanted to do this, never got off the ground, though.
Mark Zuckerberg, he's in the news today, right?
A little bit.
And Facebook, good God. All right, there it is.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.